In the Balkans, Macedonian security forces and ethnic Albanian rebels continue to exchange gunfire today in northwest Macedonia. The self-styled National Liberation Army says it is fighting for ethnic Albanian rights. The Macedonian government calls the rebels terrorists. Today, the commander of NATO-backed peacekeepers in neighboring Kosovo warned the rebels that Allied troops would respond with force if any of their installations in the area were threatened. The Macedonian government now faces its fourth week of increased conflict with the insurgents. NPR's Guy Raz reports from the Macedonian capital, Skopje.
The hills surrounding the city of Tetovo in northwest Macedonia echo with gunshots. The resilient residents are increasingly shutting themselves inside their homes. The ones who can't bear the sound of constant gunfire and the occasional stray mortar shell falling in the city center have fled. Last night, thousands of Tetovo residents rallied in front of Macedonia's parliament building. They demanded that the government step up its fight against the militants who are operating in the hills that rise behind downtown Tetovo. President Boris Tsaikovsky addressed the crowd and promised to find housing for the displaced residents. But the frustrated demonstrators jeered and blamed the government for not protecting Macedonians living there. One young woman, who didn't want to give her name, said the people feel desperate. Many are staying in their cars or moving in with friends and relatives for the time being.
And we have left our houses, everything that we have there, and we want to go back home, and we have peace there.
A stream of international condemnation for the rebels continues to flow into the halls of Macedonia's parliament. French leader Jacques Chirac called the militants terrorists. And German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer warned Macedonia's ethnic Albanian community not to support regional instability. Many Macedonians blame the NATO-backed KFOR peacekeepers in Kosovo for failing to stop the flow of weapons between militant Albanian groups operating on both sides of the Kosovo-Macedonia border. The Macedonian constitution contains provisions that respect the rights of minority groups, including ethnic Albanians. Indeed, the National Governing Coalition includes members from Macedonia's largest ethnic Albanian political party. But ethnic Albanians, who make up almost a third of the Macedonian population, say they are treated like second-class citizens. They've called for autonomy in heavily Albanian regions in North Macedonia and for the government to give official status to the Albanian language. But there is also a growing rift within the Albanian community here, whether to achieve these goals through political means or through an armed struggle. Macedonia managed to avoid the decade-long Balkan Wars, but now, after 4 weeks of fighting, Macedonians are starting to recognize the inevitability of conflict here. Guy Raz, NPR News, Skopje.